Hi, this is Margaret Nichols, and welcome back to our 21 Days of Awakening Meditation. And today we're going to talk about another big topic, and we're going to talk about gratitude. Now, gratitude is such a tricky practice when it comes to spirituality, and almost everyone will say that gratitude is at the top of the list of what's important to cultivate when it comes to leaning into a better life, a more productive, a happier life. But the strange thing about gratitude and why it gets a little tricky is you can't really fake it. You can't really fake gratitude. It's the same way as if you can't really fake saying you're sorry. You know, if someone asks you to say you're sorry and you say, I'm sorry, and I'm not really sorry, someone can sense it. In the same way, if you're not authentically and genuinely grateful for something, then it's impossible to kind of ramp up to that. You know, a lot of times people will look around at our lives and we have abundant lives, especially if we live in the West in America, compared to anywhere else in the world, we have tremendously abundant lives. And a lot of times people will say, look around and be grateful for what you have. And our mind, that finicky little bugger, gets in the way and doesn't allow us to be grateful for what we have. So gratitude is ultimately all about perspective. And we can guide ourselves a little bit, and we'll do that today, to try to alter our perspective and cultivate that gratitude. But really, it comes from that same authentic wellspring, that same place that compassion comes from, and all of that genuine love. You know, you can't force love, and you also really can't force gratitude. So we have to try again to have that kind of slow needle move with gratitude in our life. Now, when I say gratitude, comes from that wellspring. You know, you can think to yourself or to anyone in your life. You know, you've seen when you, let's say, do something for someone or you give someone a gift and that person, or perhaps this has happened to you yourself, is so moved, you know, they start to well up in tears, and the gratitude they have is so genuine, so enormous, it almost takes us back because it's like, wow, that didn't really feel like it was the same level of effort that I put forth, and that person is so grateful. And the opposite side of the coin, we can see I've certainly been this way in my own life, and I've seen other people when we feel privileged or we are selfish or demanding or princessy, and we receive something and we think, oh, it's not quite good enough. And that's fine. Yeah, thanks. You know, and in that bratty stage, we usually, a lot of us go through that bratty stage in those teenager years or maybe as entitled 20-somethings. And hopefully as we get older, we cultivate more of a sense of gratitude. And really the best way, I think, as anyone to cultivate that gratitude is travel, and especially international travel. If anyone's ever gone to a foreign country or brought your children to a foreign country, you know, there's such an education in that because there's such a stark contrast to the things that we are afforded in the West. And I'm assuming that if you are listening to this, you might not be in America, you might be in, you know, London or Australia, or perhaps you are somewhere in a third world country, but more than likely, if we're connecting here, you found me through some kind of Western, you know, connections. And so in that instance, the things that we have, like straight highways, potable water that we can just drink right from the faucet, you know, these are things we totally take for granted in the States and these, you know, sophisticated nations because they've just always been there for us, right? We've never had to work for them. They've just always been available. And when you travel to other countries or you go through any kind of hardship, you then cultivate that gratitude. That's often why in our teens and 20s, you know, a lot of us have this kind of bravado because we haven't been met with any of those really difficult challenges of life. And the challenges are what provide us with that gratitude. So I'll give you a couple examples. I remember two things. Number one, the first time I had gone to India, and I went for a 2-week trip, and I went to this place called Pune, the city Pune, and I was at this Osho ashram for a couple of weeks. Ended up staying there a month and then continued to travel and move on. But when I first went, I was told when I went to this ashram that we had to buy the clothes that were going to be there. So basically, my idea was that we'd be there for 2 weeks, and I thought I was coming back to the States. So I literally packed one of those little overnight suitcases, put my yoga mat in it, and had one change of clothes in the yoga mat. And then when I decided that I was going to stay on for, you know, in India, there were a couple things, namely that I needed that I couldn't get there. So when I decided I was going to stay on, I had my girlfriend FedEx me my laptop, which I didn't even bring. I didn't bring an iPhone, an iPad, nothing. Actually, iPhones didn't exist then. So I didn't bring in any kind of computer or any other clothes. So she sent me a pair of jeans and my laptop. And then, of course, since I was staying on, I went to the little local Indian mall and bought some Western-ish / Indian-ish kind of clothes. And after 6 months of being there that first time with these, you know, little hodgepodge clothing that I'd gotten and honestly being happier than I'd ever been in my life, and I returned home to New York after that time and looked at this apartment full of stuff that I hadn't touched for the last 6 months and looked around and said, wow, all of these material possessions are totally unnecessary in equation to what my happiness is. And that was a profound realization for me. And in that same breath, when I was still there on that first trip, so I had traveled down to Mysore after about a month in India, and I got my own little apartment. It was gigantic, and it was $100 a month, like 1,500 square feet for my New Yorker standards. That was quite big. And you get water delivery there. So if you're a Westerner, you will get water delivery, like, you know, those big jugs that you have somewhere because you can't drink the water. And my water delivery wasn't going to be set up for a week or two. I remember once I first got into this apartment. And so I had to boil water on the stove in order to drink it and have it be, you know, so it wouldn't hurt me and, you know, wouldn't have parasites in it. And India also didn't have these giant, you know, pots and pans where I was. So these little pots and pans were literally would hold a pint of water. So you could imagine I was basically boiling water all day long in order, because it was hot, I was practicing intense yoga. I was just constantly, you know, paddling back and forth between the kitchen and boiling these tiny little things of water so I could drink water all day. And I'm telling you, if your entire day focuses around boiling water so you can drink it, you have a totally different perspective on being in the States and just being able to go over to a tap of water and put on the water. Or even if you have a Brita sitting in the fridge, you know, putting the tap water into the Brita and putting in your fridge and always having accessible water no matter what. So, you know, those are specific examples, but there are some very basic things. You know, we don't live in Syria. We're not walking down the street worrying about that our families, we might worry that, you know, someone's going to get hit by a baseball or by a car or something like that, but you pretty much don't have to worry about, you know, terrorist bombing probably wherever you are in your home, you know, in your workplace. And what happens with us when we are unconscious, and this will happen when people fall into a depression or kind of let their mind get crazy and get a hold of them, you know, when we get to that more and more and more selfish place, gratitude diminishes. So then we could be walking around totally healthy beings, having all of this opportunity in front of us, and we can't see us because we're so clouded by the emotions in our mind. So all of these things that we're doing are taking those clouds away, whether it's depression or about motivation or just happiness, so that we can be clear. And so one of the ways to do that, a great way to do that, is to cultivate this sense of gratitude. And again, with gratitude, it's a little fuzzy. You know, sometimes you start to offer that gratitude and it doesn't feel totally genuine. You know, I'll lead us through a meditation right now and we'll start with giving gratitude to our body. And you might be like, okay, I give gratitude to my body. Whether you actually feel that or not, that feeling and that emotion might come up in it as you're doing it. It might not. So you kind of have to set the structure and the foundation for it and then wait for your unconscious to catch up with it. And then one day, you know, the gratitude kind of takes over and then we can live from that place. So I'd like you to close your eyes wherever you are and take a nice deep breath into your body and exhale. And notice how, when I asked you to take a nice deep breath in your body, you did so, and your lungs just did it. You asked, and they followed your instructions. So look at that. Our lungs are always right there, breathing for us, all day long, at every moment of every day. We don't have to do anything and we know that it'll be handled. It's quite a relief, isn't it? It's quite a relief that our body has such an intelligence of its own and is powered by the cosmos, by universal force, by nature, so that it can perform all of these functions without us ever having to think about it. The blood that's running through our veins, the cells that are regenerating in our body, our hair and nails as they grow, the way our body will move and bend and stretch if we want to take a run or go dancing or go to yoga or hold a lover or hold our child. In all those ways, the body regenerates. When we overheat, it will sweat for us. When we get cold, it will shiver to try and warm us up. And with your eyes still closed, take a look and see if you can feel whatever you're wearing on your body. Chances are you're probably wearing some jeans. Maybe it's the morning, you're wearing a robe. You have some other kind of clothing on your body. Chances are it's styling, or at least comfortable. And give some gratitude for that clothing that you have easy access to. Probably you have a whole closet or closets of clothing that we so often stand in front of nodding, I have nothing to wear, when really there are countless things and combinations to wear in there. All of those accoutrements for your body, all the options readily available, such an abundance. Thank you, clothing. Give gratitude for that inside your heart. And now bring your loved ones who are closest to you to mind. Your partner, your children, your parents, your friends. And the relationships that they provide for you. Your sounding board, your support. Maybe just someone to pal around with and have fun with. All those relationships, the snarky jokes on social media, the ways in which you connect over text, over the phone, weekends away. That connection, the life force that binds you, and the support they give you, give gratitude to them. Now bring attention to your country. Wherever you are, probably you don't have to worry about clean water. Probably you don't have to worry about walking over bombs as you walk to work or to school. Probably, mostly, you're pretty darn safe. All the other things that we complain about, and the politics and the wages and everything like that. Most of us on the day to day really are very fortunate and very safe wherever we are. And give a moment of gratitude for that. And now look to yourself in the world, to your work or your home life. Perhaps you are a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you have your own business. Maybe you work for someone else. Maybe you're going to school. But chances are that you have an opportunity that many people around the world don't have. You don't have to worry about... You don't have to worry about disease killing and some virus that's going to sweep through your village. And I know you have connection to the internet because you're listening to this. Have gratitude for that, for the opportunities that are afforded to us by living in a civilized country. And for all those gratitudes and more, let that really sink into your body and sink into your cells today. And now quietly inside your heart, just scan your life, perhaps scan your day today. And quietly and silently give gratitude for anything that comes up for you inside your heart now. Again, take a nice deep breath in your body. Exhale. You can bring yourself back into the room, open up your eyes. And as you go through the day today, think about that and look around. You know, a lot of times, like I said, it's perception, it's comparison that allows us that sense of gratitude. And usually we want to kind of unhook ourselves from comparison in terms of the mind, but we can also use the mind and use that comparison to our advantage to say, wow, I've really been taking these things for granted. Wow, I'm really fortunate. Wow, I don't have to deal with what that person has to deal with. And I've been complaining about so-and-so in my life, but look at all this abundance I have in this other area. And I'm not going to ask you to make too big a leap because then it's not going to stick. Right? To say, to just walk around being grateful for all these amazing things that you have and, you know, ignoring all the complaining. Just start small. Start really small. Gratitude is a muscle that builds and builds. And the more you do it, the more it will take hold. And I'm actually going to tell you not to take so big a leap into just walking around streaming gratitude because that won't stick. You need to slowly expand this space and slowly expand your practice and ownership of it. When you do it slowly and organically, it will stay in your cells forever. And that's how you really become one with this practice. I hope that shed some light for you. I am grateful for you. Looking forward to chatting tomorrow. Namaste.